Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Thursday, August 26, 2010 meeting of Pacifica National Board's National Programming Committee. This is Jamie Ross, the chair of the committee. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and the first order of business will be to call the roll. So let's see, we'll go around the nation here. Let's see, Sasha Futron? No. Okay. Sharam Agmir? No. Okay. Let's see. Kim Kaufman?
Present.
Okay. Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
Rufina, I forget your last name. I'm sorry.
Juarez,
yes. Rufina Juarez is here. Okay. And let's see. Moving on to Texas, Alberto Luera?
Present.
Okay, Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Okay, Nancy...
Saibar and Aditomi.
Yes, exactly, and Nancy is here. Okay, yep. Moving on to Washington, D.C., Benito Diaz?
Yep.
Okay, Kimmery, is Kimmery on the line, Kimmery Orndorff? No. Okay, and let's see, moving on to New York City, Jamie Ross is here, and Jennifer Jaeger? Okay, so we definitely have a quorum, so we're free to go. The next order of business is going to be to settle on an agenda for this evening. Let's see. I'm sort of at fault here for not providing a draft in advance. I was away on vacation and had a million things to do when I got back. But anyway, we can work this out. We have a couple of items suggested by a committee member. Which we could get into. And also, so I would like to suggest item one.
Hello
there. Let's see. Item one would be...
Hello.
Alberto?
Alberto?
I keep hearing Alberto saying hello. Okay, we need to establish priorities for the rest of the year. Let's see. Item number two, as asked for by our executive director, policy on organizations having airtime, I believe, would be the on airtime for organizations. Item number three would be the, as suggested by Benito, would be the event on 10-2. Okay, and item number four, also suggested by Benito, would be, Item number four, with the question of underwriting has come up, so we could add, we might as well add that.
Should we put it together with policy for, you know...
airtime for organizations? Do you think it belongs in the same... I mean, yeah, it's kind of similar.
How does that get to be a part of programming?
Well,
underwriting for programming?
It's necessary.
It's necessary, but it's a much bigger issue than just programming. I mean, that's a major policy shift.
Well,
where did this idea
just
come from?
Just some background. Let's see.
I bet it comes from the wonderful station that brought you garlic gander.
That brought what?
I bet it came from that wonderful station that brought you Garland Gatter, KKK PFT.
It had been suggested by a previous iteration of the National Programming Committee that the PNB develop a position on underwriting. The PNB never did so. The question continues to come up. You know, perhaps we could simply say we could reiterate that request to get it in the pub, the PNB's eye. We have Jim Bennett on the phone.
Shouldn't we make a proposal before we try to take it to the before we ask the PNB to take it up?
Well, you know, we could offer something more developed, or we could not discuss it. We could not offer anything if that's what we so choose. But that's just one concept. But, you know, I'm just talking about getting the for the purposes of setting an agenda item. We do have Jim Bennett on the line with us this evening from WMNF, who does take limited underwriting, and his his input would be helpful to any discussion. So then we have agenda list of established priorities for the rest of the year. Number one, two, policy on airtime for organizations, which is something that the ED asked us to discuss. Policy on underwriting, which is something that's come up here. And four, the 10-to-10 event.
Can I make a suggestion that we
Yes.
put October 2nd event as the number two?
Sure.
Because it's timely and
Sure.
the others are not.
Okay, that's fine.
And Jamie, this is Leslie.
Yes.
I've had a motion in front of this group since the beginning, just confirming that we have a certain set of programming policies in place at all our stations. Has that dropped off the agenda completely now?
Well, I'm glad you reminded. We could certainly put it on.
It's not very sexy, but I think it's pretty functional.
Well, this kind of goes to, this isn't the same stuff as three, well, why don't, can we add it as item five?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Can you identify it again, the issue?
I will send it out in just a few moments here and let you all see it one more time, if that's
yeah,
okay.
As I recall, it's a motion requesting to find out whether stations have programming policies in place and stuff related to that, but I can't remember
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, I can pull it up, but I'm not at my computer right now, but I will be in just a few moments.
Okay. Okay, so that's fine. All right, are there any objections to this agenda as it stands now? One, priorities for the rest of the year. Two, the October 2nd event. Three, policy on airtime for organizations. Four, underwriting policy. And five, the motion which Leslie will provide us on station programming policies.
I thought Benito had two motions.
Well, not motions, but proposals.
Put on the agenda.
Yeah,
they're both here, the 10-to-10 event and the on-air time for organization.
Yeah, thank you.
I would like to put, this is Nancy from Houston and Wesley Bethune from Houston. Well, we would like to see, I better speak for myself, we'd like to see a thoughtful, creative plan for the program council design in the future. The one that's gonna be really great, and then gonna have more fairness and teeth, and that we should be creating on and present to the national board.
Okay, program council. Okay, I can add that as item six. Just to let you know, last time it was mentioned that we should talk to Tracy Rosenberg, who's on the PNB, who also used to work on the program council at KPFA. They had a pretty well-developed procedure. She said she would be willing to come on the phone with us and answer questions.
Oh.
So tonight she wouldn't do it, but,
oh.
you know,
uh-huh.
At a future date. So
her name
we should
is
probably
Tracy.
Take her up on that.
Her name is
Tracy Rosenberg.
Rosenberg.
Yeah.
We also have had a very functional program oversight committee here at KPFK, which is very much different, I think, than what they do at KPFA. And comparing the two might be useful.
Yeah, it certainly would.
Documenting
what goes on at the stations would be an important thing.
Can I take issue with that? Leslie calls it very functional. Others call it extremely dysfunctional. So
And also just, this is Jim, and also just to tell you that currently the they're trying to reestablish the program council at KPFA, which actually hasn't met for, I think, a couple years. So.
Right. Okay, well, that would be, thanks for that comment. That would be, we can put that as number 6 on this agenda. And also, we need to set a date for the next meeting. So by 10 o'clock, let's do that. So, okay, if there's no objection to this agenda, we could move forward. Okay, hearing none. Why don't we go into item 1? Okay, establish priorities.
Well,
for the rest
of
the year. So can I take, why don't I take a stack?
Okay, I'll be on, Kim.
Okay, Kim. Any other names? Okay,
Arlene.
Arlene, oh, welcome, Arlene, to the call.
Hey, thank you.
Just to let you know. Yes?
Go ahead.
Just to let you know what our agenda tonight is. 1, establish priorities for the year. 2, discuss an event which some members would like to suggest for national coverage. 3, policy on-air time for organizations, which actually came from you. 4, policy on underwriting. 5, a motion from Leslie regarding station programming policies. And 6, program council stuff. So,
okay.
A lot of exciting topics.
Okay, if I could possibly have a point of personal privilege or whatever to just make a couple of comments at the beginning, I can't stay for the meeting, but I really would love to. Whenever that would.
Well, if you need to go, why don't you speak now then?
Okay, it'll be real brief. First of all, those are good topics. I was hoping, and I'm not sure, they may come under one of those categories, but some of you may have seen, you know, the questions floating around about health programming, particularly Trudeau, and to some degree Gary Knoll. And
what was the first one you mentioned?
Trudeau. If you have seen any of that, you know, I'd really love to see the programming committee at some point, if not tonight, talk about what our responsibilities as radio stations are in terms of the I don't want to say accuracy, because in some of these cases we can't really determine what's accurate, but in terms of the programming that we deliver to our listeners. I've been getting a lot of complaints about Trudeau being on the air at a couple of stations.
Excuse me. Somebody has got making a lot of racket next to the phone. Could y'all kind of check that? I mean, I can't hear.
Kim Murray.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Kim. Murray. Welcome to
Hi, Kim Murray.
And Arlene,
hello.
The word you said, Trudeau, is that T-R-U-D-E-A-U-X?
D-E-A-U, no X.
Okay.
Okay, there's an email floating around, and if you would like, I could forward it to maybe you, Jamie, and you can forward it if you want.
I'd like to see it, yeah.
Okay. There are 2, because there are kind of 2 sides. 1 came from Gary Knoll, but he's reflecting what a lot of listeners have been calling me about, and then the second one is kind of saying, hey, but, you know, Gary Knoll's got his problems too, but it's a whole different ballgame. So,
well,
anyway, I'll send those 2 emails to you, Jamie, and you know, I think they were distributed pretty widely, so you can distribute them to anyone. And then the third thing that you mentioned was underwriting, and I have offered to some people, and maybe I offered it to this committee and failed to follow through, but to send out the guidelines that WM&F uses for underwriting. If you'd like me to forward those, I'll be glad to do that too.
Yeah, that would be good. Actually, well, Jim's on the call, and he gave me some, you know.
Or maybe he's already done that, so that's
good. I don't know if he's forwarded the policy, but yeah, that would.
Can I address one of your issues, Arlene?
Yeah, but first,
yes,
Kim, hold on 1 sec,
okay.
Folks. If people who aren't talking could mute your line by pressing #1, then we won't hear whatever's going on. Then you can listen, and then you can also unmute by pressing #1 when you want to talk. Okay, and that'll keep the noise down. Okay, thanks, folks. Okay, Kim.
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware of this issue, both sides of it. Although I want to read this, and I would like to talk about this issue combined with our fundraising.
Yes, it does. They tie in together very much, and that's where a lot of the complaints come in.
Oh. I know, but we need to really look at it not as a separate issue, and really kind of
you're making a good point
on what, you know, what are we going to do about fundraising? How are we going to, like, make this better? And nobody thinks about it. You know, we had a LSB meeting last night, and I asked the program director, okay, so you're doing these no programs. Do you have any ideas about fundraising? He looked at me with, like, blank. Like, gee, I didn't think about that. And nobody does, really, as part of our programming. And I think that not only do we need the money, but we could do a lot more creative things with our fundraising than we're doing now, and it's simply because nobody's thinking about it.
Sure. Well, that's why I'm, you know, tossing it out that I wish I could stay on the call tonight, but I can't. But I really think they are two areas that, to me, really belong with the programming committee and are very important areas, and so... I guess that's what I had to say about that.
Well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Afia?
Yeah, I had asked why, in light of the fact that it's a major policy change for the organization, as opposed to the it being a question that the PMB would address at the outset, and the program committee formulate based on the PMB having decided that that significant radical change would occur.
Which are you talking now about underwriting, or are you talking about the health?
Yes.
And some of the questions about. I don't care which way it goes, who addresses it first on the underwriting issue. I sort of assumed that since it was related to programming that it might come as a recommendation or as a question from the programming committee, but if it should start with the PNB, that's okay with me too.
Okay. Okay, are there any other questions for Arlene?
Yeah, I have one. Hello? Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
About this October 2 event, we just before we got on the stream discussed this One Nation Now big rally in D.C. and maybe Detroit. We're trying to figure out if it's connected to Detroit, but it's going to be big, and it's issues that we care about. What are the real realities of us being able to do something relative to the fact that we're, like, broke? And we don't have news department.
Right. I understand what you're saying. What we've done with a couple of events, and we've done them relatively inexpensively, is we've combined utilizing our technology, basically John O'Malley, with Free Speech Radio News, and we've kind of split the costs. They've provided the costs for their people, and we've supplied John and a little bit of, usually there are some small but not large technical fees involved one way or another with hookups and what have you.
Who could give us a cost out on how much that would be?
If you get something to me, I can get something back, you know, through Jamie or to the committee within certainly the next 10 days in terms of cost analysis and whether Free Speech Radio News might be interested in combining on that.
Who would contact Free Speech?
I would.
Coordinate that. You would.
Yeah, I would coordinate that. Now, I might also mention one other thing that has been brought to my attention as a possibility for within that time frame too is, and I don't think we can do both, but I'm with you that I think that October 2nd issue is a real important one. I really like that. The other thing that was brought to my attention today by George is I'm looking for it. I haven't read it yet. He just mentioned it to me on the phone. One of the big unions has a huge thing going in New York on October 7th. Now, it's not to say we couldn't cover both or that one might not be
now
covered by...
Now, that's crazy that they didn't coordinate that together and do that all together.
Yeah. I'm looking for the information that came in this afternoon on that. I'll find that and forward that to you, Jamie, in a couple of minutes, too.
Okay. All right, that sounds...
Okay. And I just sent you the underwriting, both for on air and for web. Here's a special event in New York. I'm forwarding that, and then I'll forward the two most recent emails that I've had on the health issues.
Arlene, what is it that we should get to you by so that you could deal with this October 2nd, Bradley?
Pardon?
What is it that you need us to get to you if we were to approve it? On the October 2nd
rally. If you could give me any information you have about it, and if we have any contact people at all on that.
Okay. I sent something out to the committee and to you a little while ago, but I'll get some more information within the next day or so.
Okay. It's the United Steelworkers Union that has... they're going to be having a special segment of... whatever they have in New York right then on their position on cutting Social Security.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, it sounded like it would be something that it would be nice if we could perhaps tape it so that people could broadcast it.
Sure.
I'm saying they may not be mutually exclusive, but
right.
It might turn out they are.
I'm not sure. I'm absolutely into that issue of the whole publicizing, letting people know what's going on with Social Security.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the most important.
I know. It's,
and
it's new and dear to my heart, too.
Yeah. You know, we're all not getting younger, but it's not even us. It's about the whole system.
It
and,
is.
You know, there's a vote going, you know, that going down in December. So this absolutely needs to be thumped on our station.
Yeah, I agree absolutely, and I would say that I haven't really read all of these emails, but I know that the FL-CIO has been putting, and steelworkers too, have been putting out a lot of information lately about that issue and calling people's attention that we need to, stop Congress from cutting Social Security.
Yeah,
right.
And it's also the AFL-CIO who, more than anyone, is promoting, and the NAACP that's supporting and sponsoring this demonstration on October the 2nd. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we could talk about some kind of way to combine.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, but
exactly.
You said we can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have some information gathering to do.
Yeah.
Great. So if you can get some information to me, I will be on the road for the next week, but I'll be getting email, and I am accessible by cell phone.
Okay.
All right, well,
I'm sorry
you.
I can't stay on tonight, but I'll find those other two emails and get those forwarded, Jamie, and then let me know what I can do to help.
Yeah, and could somebody explain, Arlene, since you got to go, is somebody ready to explain about the health programming, because I'm not familiar with that.
I can explain very briefly, but we don't have the emails, so we should probably wait till we get them. But
okay.
I think the idea is we have various people that are health practitioners or, you know, of one sort or the other that may say things on the air that may be controversial or not commonly accepted or may be flat out not true. And what is our responsibility for that, I believe?
Yeah, and how do we determine in many cases, you know, what the real...
Right.
Is there truth almost? You know, some of this is subjective and
others,
et cetera.
Some of it isn't, yeah.
Arlene, this is Leslie. If I may, what if any are, and I'm sure there are some, do you know what the legal requirements are that constrain us regarding issues like that?
I don't think there are a lot, so long as we may need to give a disclaimer. I'm going to double check. That's one of the things to check on my list with John Krigler, because I will be meeting with him this week, too.
If you could let us know, that would be a starting place anyway.
Okay. And I'm forwarding Jamie one email from Mitch Cohen, and it's actually got both emails on it, the one that Mitch wrote in response and the one that Gary Noll wrote regarding Trudeau.
Okay.
If you read through the whole thing, they're both there.
Okay, I'll just forward that now.
Okie doke.
Okay, well,
thank you, Arlene.
Thank you all. And I'm hoping I can join you next meeting. Bye-bye.
Great.
Okay, so, well, that's good. So that's kind of appropriate because we were in the established priorities section. So one thing we should do is have some discussion about, you know, health claims-ish, the issue as we read the emails, but probably not this evening. And we got some input on the 10-2 event. And, okay. Well, is there any other issues people would like to add to the priorities for the rest of the year?
The only thing that comes to mind, if I can, the thing that comes to mind is that when we passed that motion a couple of months back about, and I'm not even clear what it was anymore, but we there was something that came from the PMB, and we responded to it and passed a motion with several concerns.
Right.
That were expressed by some of us on the committee, and it would seem to me that we need to follow up, you know, on those concerns and make sure that the PMB follows up on those concerns.
Okay, and could I just add follow up on national programming progress in general, including those concerns?
I guess you're framing the issue then, national programming, because my memory is...
or whatever it was, programs of national interest, I think is the way it was phrased. It was very delicately phrased.
Okay.
Programs, follow up on progress. I think the point you're making is very good, but, you know, the whole issue, I think, is something we should pay attention to.
Okay.
Programming of national interest, including our concerns. How are they addressed, or what progress is made, or whatever.
Jamie, this is Kimmery.
Yes.
I'm just getting into the call. What was the first two? I'm on the third one. I mean, when I came in, y'all were talking about the fundraising underwriting, and then.
Oh, the first two items of the agenda are established priorities, which we're on right now.
Okay.
And the 10-2-10 event, One Nation, what's it called?
One Nation Working Together.
One Nation Working Together.
Okay.
So right now we're developing priorities for the rest of the year.
Okay.
And then there was the thing, well.
Anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say then the other issue about the policy on organizations having a show or airtime, whatever.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, we've
what?
Got all that. Okay, policy on, we've got the various things. That's good, policy on organizations. You know, then in the item that Arlene just presented to us. And then underwriting, I guess.
And the motion on station programming policies.
Yeah, everything on the agenda this evening.
And
I would assume
the program council
is a priority, sure.
Hi, Sasha Futrin here. Just joined in recently. What is the policy that Arlene just presented?
She was talking. She was on the phone briefly. She had a couple of things she wanted us to address. One was health programming, specifically how to deal with claims made by various health practitioners on the air that may not be, you know, maybe controversial or not really true, and which isn't. Seems like an issue. There's a couple of emails, one of which I just forwarded, but there's a few more apparently that I just got sent that prompted her to bring this to our attention. And also she was interested in our take on underwriting.
Uh-huh.
So those were the two items that she brought.
I think what Sasha's asking is the email, and that email I think was the WMFU policy on underwriting.
Right, I think that's what she emailed. So there's something, another one that she emailed to us that you just forwarded?
Yeah, I forwarded a couple of things. I'm kind of confused because I'm on the phone, too. It's underwriting guidelines, and then an issue, a letter from Mitchell Cohen regarding a letter from Gary Null.
I haven't gotten that.
Okay, I think I just sent it, so it should get there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what these underwriting guidelines are different than what Jim Bennett sent out earlier or what you sent out earlier, Jamie.
Well,
they should be
the same because Jim is, they're from the same station.
No, yeah, I guess what you sent out earlier. Cause...
Oh, I sent out some policies, a whole bunch of policies that she sent me about quite a number of things. But the thing of interest to the programming committee has to do with how they make program decisions, which were at the end of that document. And that kind of comes under the heading of program councils and how people make program decisions.
Okay.
I think it's a different thing, but I haven't looked at this current document, so I can't be sure.
Well, what she sent out was all about
MNF
sponsorship and underwriting, which is the same thing.
Yeah, just now, right?
No, it's not actually the same thing.
It's not the same underwriting policy?
Sponsorship and underwriting are not the same thing.
They're not the same.
Well, but that's what she sent out now, but she sent something previously, which was about program council. So there's two big documents we got from Arlene.
Something previously, which was about program council.
I forwarded earlier this today.
That I didn't...
No, I think that's what you sent your email out.
I think you did. You did. You did get that. But anyway, all right, well, it sounds like we have some priorities for the rest of the year. You know what we can do? Rather than getting bogged down, if we can suggest stuff by email. It might be worth it to move on to the next item.
Well, wait a minute. Can we just decide something on what to do about October 2nd? Like, get some information. Who wants to get some information? And
well, that's the next item, the 10-2 event.
Oh, okay. I thought we were moving on.
No.
Okay, sorry.
So on these priorities, what are we saying, that we're going to use all the ideas that have been put forward tonight? We're just going to use those as priorities for the rest of the year to work on at a future meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
People can suggest other agenda items. It doesn't have to be suggested now in order to be talked about.
Okay, this is Sasha here.
Yes.
So I'm going to register my same complaint that I did via email today, which is, you know, if we're talking about priorities for the year, how come that's being done in the last minute? And we can't even sort it out and be clear what it is that we're talking about. I suppose I should ask you to read that again, and I should open up a Word document on my computer and write these down so I know what we're talking about. I mean, what kind of a way is that to set priorities for the year?
We haven't reached
on the fly.
Well, I'm sorry if it's inadequate method.
Well, I'm sorry, and I don't. You know, I don't mean this as a criticism of you. I think there's enough of that going on in the system. I guess it would seem to me priorities for the year and underwriting and all these things are really kind of very important, and we're getting them on the fly where we don't really have time to read or deal with anything. We don't know what we're talking about. We don't know what the priorities are that we're supposed to rank, I suppose, or whatever. And I guess it's not very important to Pacifica that these things be done properly. That's all I can say. But it would seem to me that it is, and doing it on the fly is, like, not a way to get something that we can all take seriously.
Okay, so what can we do? Do you have any things that you'd like to add to this? And I certainly, we can talk about underwriting or whatever, but I'm certainly not going to make any decision until I've read all this stuff. And
yeah, me neither.
But, folks,
no.
we're not on the underwriting point of the agenda. We actually have an issue before us, which has been proposed by Benito to recommend or to make some sort of statement about the event of 10-2-10.
What is that event?
Well, if we can get to that agenda item, we can talk about it and accomplish something.
Okay. Well, I if some of the things that we're dealing with are so serious, and I hate to say this, that perhaps this is some preliminary meeting that plans the agenda for a real program committee meeting that happens in a week or two. I mean, I don't know what else to suggest.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry everything's rushed and late. A lot of that's my fault, and I do take the blame for that.
Bethune is here. Could I speak?
Yes.
Maybe if we had a Google work group. Right now, anything would have to go through you, as we don't have emails for the various members for a general post. So that would be
We're on the. I might not have added you to the. We have a Yahoo group, but I believe I've not added you to it.
I don't know about a Yahoo working group.
No, a Yahoo email group.
Oh, please teach me.
Yeah, me too.
Well, if you get stuff from the programming committee, it comes from the Yahoo group, and you can all respond to it, and it goes to everybody.
Okay, I get email from, like, I got email from you today about this meeting tonight.
Yeah, that's the Yahoo group. If you respond to all, it'll go to every member of this group.
Okay. It's not just email that I'm getting. It's from the Yahoo working group.
Oh, I see. It's PNB Programming Committee at yahoogroup.com. That's where you just sent it out, right, Jamie?
Yes.
One more time.
Okay, the name of the group is, if you got emails from me today, you will see that the address line was PNB_programming_committee@yahoogroups.com. If you send an email to that, it'll go to everybody here. And you don't even have to remember that. You can just reply to the emails that I sent to you. Hit reply all. And that'll be in the to line. And you can communicate with everybody here.
Okay.
So will you enter me?
Yes, I will. Sorry about that.
And I guess, are we saying that we'll talk about these priorities at the next meeting, or what are we saying about that?
Well, so far, the things that have been listed are health programming from Arlene, follow-up on progress of national programming of national interest stuff, and then the other stuff, which we actually have on the agenda this evening. So these would be, if they don't get to them this evening, they would be agenda items for future meetings. That would be the way I would think of it.
Excuse me, Sasha, where are you from?
Berkeley, California.
Okay, Berkeley, okay.
APFA.
Okay. Nancy and Wesley and Alberto from Houston. Okay.
Okay, but if there's no other pressing issues people would like to add to our list, and we can always add these offline. We don't have to do them now.
Can you email out the list to us?
Sure. I would like to go on to the next item, which is the 10-2 event. The 10-2-10 event, which Benito has suggested to us. If you could introduce the whole what you're looking for from us. And actually, Arlene was here, and she discussed this briefly. I think she gave us some ideas of what she would like from us around this. But we'll start with you, Benito. So
okay, if I can just... explain the rally, first of all, real briefly, and what I was going to request of us. The NAACP, National Council of LAFSA, AFL-CIO, and SEIU are the four main organizations sponsoring this national rally on Saturday, October the 2nd, and as I said, here in D.C., but there's also going to be, they'll be organizing buses coming from all the major cities or many of the major cities along the East Coast, mostly, and then there'll be some local actions in some of the cities in the Midwest and the West Coast. And the demands or the issues are jobs, immigration reform, and civil rights and human rights as a general umbrella. And, of course, every group will have their own take on that stuff. But it's all about focusing on those core issues, especially jobs and immigration reform, and the fight back in terms of civil rights, the fight back against the Tea Party focus, such as manifested by that Tea Party demonstration here in D.C. this weekend. But taking those to focus on working towards just straight up focusing on galvanizing, inspiring people to work to get out the vote for November. That's basically what it is. And to focus people's reaction and dissatisfaction with the state of the economy in a positive and progressive direction, and take it away, take the focus away, or people's thinking away from the way the Tea Party and the Republicans have been focusing on that frustration and anger during this entire year, and let's say since last summer. So that's basically the purpose of the demonstration, is to get us all working towards the, and mobilizing towards November the 2nd. And, it's sort of like people are, some people have been believing the hype that the Republicans are necessarily going to win because we're all pissed at incumbents and all of that. And so, the idea is to give people the sense that if there's 100,000 people that come to, and demonstrate in D.C., well, that's indicative that, in fact, we're all not just pissed at the incumbents. That's not our focus. That's the Tea Party's focus. Our focus is to save the gains that have been won with the 2006 and 8 elections and the progress that has been made since then.
Okay, so I'm sorry,
yeah.
If I can interrupt you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's a good introduction to the event. I'm just wondering
I'm asking.
Well, basically, we're asking Pacifica and/or its stations to organize programming around this event.
What I was thinking is that if, since there are going to be local rallies as well as the one in D.C., if we could get the various stations to, number one, promote those rallies with some kind, PSA or something. And maybe some local, having the organizers on the various stations in the various parts, of the country. And so it, leading up to and in order to help build towards those rallies and to whatever extent possible, get Pacifica to maybe broadcast on that particular day, if not the entire demonstration, but maybe some keynote addresses or something,
Okay, so
let me just say this, I'm not a programmer, I know the programming at my station because I've been listening to it for 30-some-odd years, but I'm not a programmer, and I don't know I'm not a professional, a radio or broadcast professional in any sense, so I don't know the particulars of how to make these things happen.
I understand.
As an organizer, that we need to focus in on this demonstration and get our network to help rally people nationwide to participate.
What about if I, we sort of need to work in terms of motions.
Right.
What if we were to agree on some language like this, and you could certainly suggest whatever you think is appropriate, but what's something like, the program committee recommends that Pacifica National Office and its stations organize programming and promotion as possible around this event.
Okay, the programming committee recommends that the, you said the PMB and the National
Office? Well, the Pacifica National Office and Pacifica Stations. You know, because, you know, it's possible if it's John, he's a National Office employee, or it might be Stations. You know, I'd make it vague, you know.
Okay.
We're not saying this person or that person. Just
okay. That the office and the stations, can you do that again?
Organize programming and promotion as possible. That's in parentheses around this event. The reason why promotion is in parentheses, I think there's rules about what can be promoted on the air, and I'm not sure what they are. So rather than
okay, can we say
ignorant statements, we can put it in parentheses.
And can we say the national DC rally as well as the local, as well as local rallies?
Okay, around the national?
Yeah, the national rally in DC,
sure,
as well as the local rallies, because maybe, you know, in Texas and in California, y'all can, you know, focus on those rallies in those particular cities.
Can I let's just get some language here so we'll have something to talk about.
Well, I would just like to do that while we're stumbling around for this. First of all, here is their statement from their website. We believe everyone deserves the opportunity to achieve the American dream, a secure job, a safe home, and a quality education. One Nation seeks to transcend our superficial differences and bring us together in a common quest for equal opportunity and justice for all. So that's their mission statement.
Right.
Now, they don't have any, they're like, way, they have practically nothing on their website about what other cities are involved or what this thing is really going to be. So I would say some of the language in the motion, or the initial language, is we need to find out, we think this is a good idea, but we need to find out more information about it. And we direct Arlene to talk to FSRN.
Yeah, I like the part about
say,
FSRN.
What would you say there, Kim? So we want to ask the national office to look into this, and then if appropriate, go forward.
Yeah, talk to
saying?
Them, see if it's on their radar, if they have plans, find out how much it would cost us.
Are you asking for, but I mean, are we interested in the cost so much?
Yes,
I mean,
am,
you,
of course.
But I mean, this committee?
Well, yeah, that's part of what I think we should be responsible for.
Yeah, whether or not we want to recommend it. If it costs too much, do we still want to recommend it?
Right.
Well,
and,
I mean, I would...
And if it costs a lot, maybe what other ideas do we have? I mean, you can't, you know... If it costs a lot, then we rethink our plans, you know.
Maybe we could put some language in there as feasible or something like that.
Yeah.
No, I want a cost estimate.
Okay, so you'd like her to return to us with a cost estimate?
Yeah. And logistics, if FSRN or, you know, how it works. I mean, why wouldn't we want at least some basic information before this? Who else is going to make this decision? Okay.
I believe Arlene and the station people will make.
Right. That's why I think we and this committee deserve some information as well.
Yeah. If
okay,
I can,
so return with the.
Can I respond to some of this?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get language here, though, so that's why I keep interrupting. Sorry. So go ahead, Benito.
Well, number one, I understand the concern about the lack of information on the website. I spoke to people at the national office today, and they told me that they agree that, you know, that was their website needed great improvement, and they were hoping to have a new website up by tomorrow. But that's tomorrow, and we're on the call tonight. So for whatever that's worth, let me just say that that there should be a better website up there tomorrow with more details. And I guess I had more detail, you know, than it's on the website. But I would say this, you know, if our interest is in getting the network and the stations to promote a rally or event that we feel to be in, important and in line with the Pacifica mission, then I think that although, of course, the cost is important, especially, given the state of the network, but I think that maybe the way to phrase it in terms of the motion is that we should do something, and according to whatever the budget allows, and if we can't do national, and I don't know that the motion needs to say this, but I guess what I'm trying to say is if the budget does not allow for broadcasting the rally throughout the day or however many hours it goes on, well, then so be it. But the thing is, the important thing, I would think, even more important than broadcasting on the day of the rallies, I would think, is the promotion and programming leading up to the event in order to help mobilize folks. So whatever is feasible, let's do whatever is feasible.
Okay.
Can I ask another question?
Go ahead.
Or another, this may be, I just feel weird about making these programming. It would be really great if our TVs were on these calls. So to say, okay, how do you feel, what do you want to do with this? How do you see this working on each of the five stations? And, kind of get that information before we just say, oh, yeah, this is a great idea, and y'all do it.
Well, some of us could, if people who are enthusiastic about this, it sounded like Arlene would be happy to talk to people who are enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
That's the impression I got.
I'm enthusiastic about it. I definitely think it's a good idea, even though I may be sounding negative.
I'm saying if people, I think she was looking for some, she'd be happy to talk to people from this committee. That was my impression.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be a good idea to also get input from the PDs?
That's true. That's a bigger effort. That's kind of it depends how much this committee should do, I guess, or individuals on this committee. And basically, how to organize a broadcast is kind of it's not really a job for a board committee, though people can certainly get involved in it. It could be, but it seems like it naturally isn't.
Well, we want,
Jamie, I think that, I'm hearing
Can Kim finish, and then we'll get a stack?
Please.
Okay, well, I'll just say, in planning this, we want to make sure the PDs are on board clearing out the day, and not like, oh, National says we're going to have this programming and the stations choose not to, or they have their own plans, or they might have good ideas about how to.
Well, this is the classic issue of national programming. It's that way about every blessed thing that comes down the pike in that program. That issue, that's a very serious issue for Pacifica. Is it one network or is it five stations?
Right.
In 2008 or 2007, they had these beautiful broadcasts from Washington, D.C., the Winter Soldier hearings.
Right.
Yeah. Really compelling radio about the Iraq War. And some of the stations didn't play it, or they didn't play the whole thing, or they played it later, and it was that bugged me. And
oh.
I'm sure we're going to have those same issues here now, but I get the feeling this is bigger than our programming committee to address those, which are really, airtime power issues. But that's my feeling.
I'm just writing down some notes here, and I would put in a motion we direct Arlene to get input from each five programming directors to see what they would do.
Okay, we should say we request. We can't. We're not Arlene. The board can direct Arlene, but we can't.
Okay, whatever works.
Well, no, the language is important. So we request that the ED
get input. We think it's important that the ED get input from each of the five programming directors to see if they what their level of interest in carrying it would be.
Okay, that's a good point.
From
five program directors to determine interest to determine interest. That's what it is.
To see what their level of what the, if they want if they are interested
no,
in programming
no.
it.
Okay. Okay, that's
if
good,
I can
Jim.
Add
okay,
to
we
that.
We have some other people on the stack. I believe I heard Afia.
Hi.
Kim has raised exactly the question I was about to raise.
Okay. So we added a line. We requested the ED get input from each of the five program directors to determine level of interest in carrying this.
Right.
Okay. Then I heard Benito. Was there anybody else whose voice I not? Okay. Go ahead. Benito.
Well, I was just going to say, obviously, we got to get buy-in from the various stations, and we should maybe try to get buy-in from the from each of the LSBs. And I don't know. This raises a larger issue, as you said, Jamie. And maybe this is one example where we need to get some kind of organizational. I don't know, structure where all the PDs meet on a regular basis with Arlene or something, I don't know, especially with regards to issues such as this, or events such as this, let's say. But I was going to say, I understand the need, you know, to get local buy-in from the various stations. But I think also at the same time, these PDs and I would say the various LSBs need to see some kind of promotion from the let's say coming from the ED and from the the PMB programming committee. Where it's not just are you willing, are you interested in pushing this, but just that the on a national level the national office and the programming committee are trying to promote this.
Okay, I guess promoting, I would need to look more into what our role in what the things about promoting things. I believe the fact that we're bringing it up and suggesting that it be done, you know, that counts as a certain amount of promotion.
Well, I think that all the...
You know, I don't know that an official body, I don't actually know what the role is, but I'm wondering about an official body of the Pacifica Foundation promoting such a thing.
Well, supporting.
Well, covering, you know, providing news coverage is a kind of support. But anyway, is there any other? So we have some language here for a motion. Or is there more comments around this event?
Well,
should I read what we have?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay, this is what I've gotten from everybody. The program committee recommends that Pacifica National Office and its stations look into the One Nation Working Together events of October 22nd, 2010, and as appropriate, organize programming and promotion as possible around the national D.C. rally and the local rallies. Further, we request the ED discuss this with FSRN and return with a cost estimate. And we request that the ED get input from each of the five program directors to determine level of interest in carrying this event.
Not just to get a cost estimate, but to, I forget how you word it, contact FSRN to find out their level of involvement and if we could work together. And if so, then to get a cost estimate.
Okay, to discuss this with FSRN to determine... Can you give me some words? Some
to
words?
Determine if their involvement in this and if it's something we can work together with them.
Determine their involvement and possibilities of working together.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, and then get a cost estimate.
Okay.